But first, we begin with a story emerging from the United States of America. Donald Trump was dismissed as a joke just a few months ago, but it seems he's having the last laugh. The Republican Party is holding its national convention with Trump almost certain to win the nomination. Let's get the latest. Correspondent Simon Marks tracking the story in Cleveland, Ohio for us. Simon, is there a possibility at all that Donald Trump may face any resistance at the convention?
Well, look, I think it would be a foolish man who said, after everything that we've seen, such an unpredictable election cycle so far, that there is no chance that Donald Trump can be derailed at this convention from being the Republican Party's presidential candidate. But it is looking highly unlikely. There is a group within the Republican Party that's known as the Dump Trump Group. They want to get rid of him. They think he's an embarrassment. They think that he's bigoted. And they don't trust him with core conservative orthodoxy. But their attempts last week during a meeting of the Republican Party's Rules Committee to change the rules governing this convention to boost their chances of getting rid of Trump, those attempts were absolutely derailed. And so Donald Trump, I think, goes into this convention with the delegates that he needs, more than 1,237 delegates. He passed the point at which he needed enough delegates to secure the nomination. He goes into this convention as the likely nominee, and it is highly likely that when this convention wraps up on Thursday night, he formally will be the Republican Party's presidential candidate.
But Simon, we understand that several top Republicans, including some who are governors and members of Congress, will not be attending the Congress. Why is that?
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, just walking around the streets of Cleveland here, you get a real sense of how many Republicans are staying away. I've covered many of these conventions over the last several years, and normally you'd come to a city like this for a convention and the restaurants and the bars would be packed, and instead the place is like a ghost town. You can park your car 5 minutes walk from the arena where the convention is taking place in a car park that's got lots of available spaces. I mean, that's absolutely unheard of in a city hosting a nominating convention. And you're absolutely right, senior Republican figures, both former presidents Bush, George W. and George H.W. Bush, aren't here. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is staying away. Another former Republican presidential candidate, John McCain, a very influential senator back in Washington, he's not here. They don't want to be seen publicly endorsing Donald Trump or helping his campaign effort in any way. Now, Trump loyalists have said within the last few hours that people like George W. Bush and his brother Jeb Bush, they're being childish by not being here. But that really gives you a sense of the disunity that exists in the Republican Party and the enormous mountain that Donald Trump has to climb if he's going to walk out of Cleveland, not just the candidate, but the candidate who can truly claim to be the Republican Party's leader.
Simon, we've seen a number of protests at Trump events. What's the security situation like there? And some of these protests have, of course, turned violent. What's the security situation like?
Yeah, security is, as you would expect, unbelievably tight. There is a ring of steel surrounding the Quicken Loans Arena, where the convention is taking place. We'll be broadcasting from there here on ENCA later in the week. And there is the threat of protests. There's a protest zone that has been set up. There has been a lot of speculation over the last few days of the possibility of protests turning violent. Some suggestion that the Black Lives Matter movement might descend on Cleveland to protest, although Black Lives Matter leaders have said, why on earth would we bother? We're never going to change Donald Trump's mind. It's a waste of time. We should focus our protesting effort on the Democratic Party's convention next week in Philadelphia, but we'll wait and see. I would say the atmosphere on the streets is very calm. I was out there walking around for an hour and a half this morning. Police officers seem very relaxed about the situation that exists here. Although, of course, in the aftermath of those police shootings in Dallas and Louisiana, the Louisiana shooting just yesterday in which three officers died, there is, I think, a sense of nervousness here and worry about whether the situation is going to be as contained as it currently is as we head through the next 96 hours of this convention. attention.
And lastly, Simon, I mean, I see the themes over the coming days, they actually derive from Trump's theme, Make America Great Again. Today's theme is Make America Safe Again. And in the last few weeks, having seen the incidents that we've seen in various parts of the United States, is a convention such as this one a platform for policy inputs for, you know, the presumptive nominee, or, you know, will issues such as the issue of gun control and also policing in the United States not even feature at this convention?
Well, they go into this convention having already agreed what they call in this country the platform. That's basically the manifesto on which the Republican Party will be fighting this election. I have to say that party platforms in the United States often end up not really being worth the paper they're written on. It is the presidential candidate who, essentially going forward from Cleveland, really decides what issues to champion in the months between now and November. What the next 4 days will serve as is an opportunity for Donald Trump to introduce himself, or perhaps in the case of Donald Trump, reintroduce himself to American television audiences. Bear in mind that the major television networks, not the news channels like ENCA, but the general over-the-air entertainment channels, are clearing primetime programming, several hours of primetime programming, to carry the major speeches from this convention live. That will give Donald Trump several opportunities to beam himself live into American living rooms from coast to coast. He has a fairly lackluster roster of speakers speaking at this convention, it has to be said. It's very heavy on members of the Trump family. We're going to hear from his son, from his daughters, from his wife. A large number of people with the Trump surname will be appearing during those primetime broadcasts. I think Republicans will have to wonder whether that underscores the fact that they weren't able to get people like the Bushes, Mitt Romney, John McCain and the others to come here and talk on Donald Trump's behalf. But it's a big chance for him to beam himself and his ideas into America's living rooms.
Simon Marks, live from the Republican Convention in Cleveland. Thank you so much for that update.